Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Marianne Wolfe's, a book that completely changed how I think about reading. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know that reading isn't natural?
I'm Sophie, and honestly, before this book, I never thought about it. We treat reading like it's as natural as breathing, but Wolfe shows us that our brains had to learn it from scratch. There's no reading gene.
Exactly. That blew my mind. We're born ready to speak and see. But reading? That's a cultural invention. Our brains had to literally rewire themselves to do it.
Right.
Only a tiny class of scribes could do it. It took years of training. Then the Greeks came along with the alphabet, and everything changed.
The alphabet was a cognitive breakthrough. Instead of memorizing thousands of symbols, you just needed to map a small set of letters to sounds. That freed up brain power for actual thinking.
Which brings us to Proust. For him, reading wasn't about speed. It was this deep, associative experience where every sentence triggered memories, emotions, ideas. He was the ultimate deep reader.
And then there's the squid. The book's title is a contrast. Proust represents the deep, reflective reading brain, while the squid, with its simple giant axon, stands for the fast, automatic, surface-level processing.
Wolfe worries that the digital world is turning us into squids. We're skimming, scanning, jumping from link to link. And the brain is plastic. The more we practice shallow reading, the better we get at it, and the harder deep reading becomes.
It's not about nostalgia. It's about what we lose. The deep reading circuit supports critical analysis, empathy, personal reflection. If we let it atrophy, we lose part of what makes us human.
So how do we build that circuit in the first place? Wolfe spends a lot of time on childhood reading development. She breaks it into phases.
Yeah, starting with the emergent pre-reader, the toddler who plays with books and learns that print means something. Then the novice reader, who learns the alphabetic principle.
That decoding stage is brutal. Kids have to sound out every word. It takes all their mental energy. If they don't achieve fluency by third grade, they're at real risk of falling behind.
And fluency is the gateway to the expert reader stage, where the reading circuit becomes automatic and you can actually think about what you're reading instead of just decoding it.
Wolfe also does something really compassionate with dyslexia. She doesn't frame it as a deficit. She says the dyslexic brain is just wired differently, and that difference can bring strengths.
The core challenge is often phonological, trouble breaking down sounds. But because the brain can't rely on automatic decoding, it develops other pathways. Many brilliant inventors and artists have dyslexia.
The key is early intervention with the right instruction. Wolfe argues that with support, dyslexic readers can develop incredible comprehension and insight, sometimes surpassing fluent readers.
The book's most urgent point is about the digital age. We're not going to stop using screens, and we shouldn't. But we need to be intentional about preserving deep reading.
That means explicitly teaching kids how to focus on long texts, how to follow a complex argument, how to resist distraction. It's a skill we have to cultivate.
Wolfe isn't saying screens are evil. She's saying we need to balance both modes. We need our inner squid for quick information processing, but we also need our inner Proust for deep thought.
The one thing I'm taking away is that reading is a choice. It's not passive. Every time we pick up a book, we're actively shaping our brain, and we have to decide what kind of brain we want.
If you want to explore more of Wolfe's ideas or dive into other books on how the mind works, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. At its heart, reminds us that reading is one of the most powerful tools we have for becoming fully human. We'll see you in the next one.